China. So who do you think did it, Mark?
Right now, I think you're a bit correct on the losers. Those two loser guys that I'm looking into at the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's standard cop procedure. If you have a crime, look for the nearest criminal.
Yes.
I know. The problem is motive. I'd like a nice motive to help.
Yeah, right now I don't see anything, any motive.
Yeah. I mean, other than just being losers.
Yeah.
Which I guess is kind of a motive to some of them. It's like, what are we going to do today? Let's go shoot that farmer. He lives an hour away. I don't really see that. There's got to be something. I'm wondering if they crossed paths in the past or something like that, you know?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were also there for a while, so they might have known that he was going to be going by there at that time.
No, I'm sure they stocked him out and shit, because normally you don't set up a shooting position in trees and shit, you know, if it's just an impromptu thing. So if we do get, whoever we get for this, it'll be going down under premeditated, as opposed to...
Cool. Yeah.
Huh?
So what are you going to do is go around and just find out who's a really, really, really good shot. The radio option is looking a lot better.
Yeah, that is incredible shooting, because I don't remember which... I wish I had, like, a link to the actual report, but it was from a real-life FBI database thing, and it was talking about the normal gun battle takes place between two untrained opponents at a range of, like, less than 15 feet, and I think, like, less than a third of the shells actually hit, and they fire off, like, 10 to 12 each or something. Just outrageous stats. Like, how the fuck do you miss somebody at that range? But, you know, they do. You know, in real life. It's a lot of, oh God, I'm going to get hit by a bullet. And a lot of that's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of rare. I mean, the only person...
Hey, baseless 20.
Yeah, that's why I made it like that.
I mean, you have to have somebody has like, who's incredibly cold-blooded, like Wyatt Earp, who can actually, mm-hmm. like, with witnesses in the middle of a gunfight, just stand, carefully aim, and shoot everybody. That's real. That's a rare human being right there.
Yeah. Well, it does fall under the guts thing, which is one of the few things I like from the that our system. But the problem is that if you fail your guts roll, it doesn't do a lot except maybe make you shaken or whatever. And it's like, mm-hmm. which is bad, but you know, it's having people shoot at you is not convenient.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. You know, that's why it's hard to just. To stand there and know, yeah, they probably missed, and just aim, blam, while people are shooting at you.
Yeah, that's a brave motherfucker. I know I'd be, like, freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why he's famous.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Is everybody back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here, but eating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Only just arrived back, caught the tail end of that. Sorry, guys.
Is Alex here, or...
Yes.
Has he lost the power of speech? There he is.
First of all, he's lost the will to live, bud.
Yeah. Join the heroic Cthulhu because, you know, you will, if you're shy, then you will be fucking given so much shit until you talk that, you know, you will talk.
Either that or we're reinforcing everything everybody else told you and thought about all this time, yeah.
Right.
You're
sorry, fucking in front of a room full of people and ask you to talk then. That's not helping.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right, who are we? Where are we up to?
We did some ballistic checks and then something on the lawyer, and we were just about to discuss what to do now.
Right. Wait, did anybody look into Amberson Sr.?
Well, no.
I don't believe we checked.
Thanks for Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much, we've become convinced for whatever reason that the farm full of Hicks is the bad guys, so we're just going to start fucking digging on them, I'm sure. We've just gotten it in our minds that they're the fucking bad guys, and so it's digging time. And it could end up being the wife. I wouldn't rule her out, because, like somebody said earlier, if your husband doesn't come back from, like, working in the fields and shit, you'd think she'd call somebody, but obviously she didn't, so... She gets some digging too. Basically, we're just going to sit and research all the major players. We're going to see if we can kindly take over an office, but we want to have the murder board set up so the cops don't see it. You know, it's got
to be. How many computers do we have?
Let's see. Somebody give me a luck roll.
I'll try it. Are we looking for lower is better?
Wait, so hold on. Are you using the computers at the police station?
I don't know.
That's our question.
If that's the only place we've got, then yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We haven't got any other.
No problem. Yeah, they have computers there. Just somebody give me a luck roll.
Is it lower is better?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go for a check and app, sure. There we go. Ooh, times two, because I'm sexy.
Okay.
Does anybody not have a check now? God damn it, get checking something. Why don't you go lift him up?
No, wait until I've got a failure of sweep before you go and get a check.
I need a failure of two to get my F up, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. You're there at the police station. You're researching stuff. They have a satellite connection to the internet and two computers. No worries. So, you know, what do you want to look up first?
Well, first we got all the names from everybody who works on Loser Farm, as we're now calling it, and the wife's name. Reference all that shit. Cross-reference it.
Fred, Rhonda, Wanda, Fred, Duke, Aldo, the other people didn't care about. Mm-hmm. And Minnie.
I just don't want to get into the TMI thing. I'm just, you know.
Right.
Can I do some research rolls or something?
Sure. Give me some research rolls.
Success, nothing special. Only by 20.
I sit in the background and spin on the chair.
Got it by 50.
All right, well, okay, with your research rolls, looking current cross revenue, you don't get anything new on Duke or Eldo, or Fred Amberson, beyond what you've already got. Wanda, Amberson's wife, again, not much on her in the system. You know, she went to college, blah, blah, blah. Frank Waldo Amberson, he's actually Dr. Amberson.
Huh.
He went to Texas A&M, got a dissertation at Cornell, which is a prestigious school in upstate New York. He wrote a paper, Reconciling Scientific Approaches to Organic Farming.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
None of us have any kind of recognition, anything, so just move along. Unless you do, Alex, with that.
I can look over that.
Here's one that you're going to like. I researched the victim's phone and financial records for anything unusual or catches our interest.
Okay, let me go ahead and give out some cards.
I play here. To pump you up.
It's been a while since I gave out cards. You gotta figure it out a fair amount.
I need a failure suite now and I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Well, it all started when my essence went down due to the equalization.
Okay,
It was choose your own psychic ability. If anyone gets choose your own psychic ability, I would love to have that card.
Okay, cheers. After just a couple of calls and some work on the computer,
Did he borrow money from Loser Farm or something?
So, no, he never worked for the Ambersons. I already mentioned he went to community college, basically took some classes on farming, animal husbandry. He was in the Navy 3 years, yeah, you know, honorable discharge, nothing weird there. His financials are solid. I mean, he was not a rich man, but it looks like he was, his savings sort of show, you know, steady increase. There's nothing that indicates deep debts or financial trouble.
Do you have, like, huge life insurance policies, you know, left to wife type shit?
Yeah, he had an insurance policy, for, looks like 3 times his annual income.
That's not unusual. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with nothing like, ooh, 500,000 euros. No.
No.
It's a standard working class guy's, you know, life insurance.
Yeah. No problem. I'm totally upset that I'm not finding motive. There's got to be motive. You don't go out and go, hey, let's go commit murder together. Any reason? Nah, yeah, let's just get it done. All right. I mean,
is there any connection between, is it Frank, the father and the wife of Farmer Goody Two Shoes?
Oh,
I'm wondering if they happened to be there at the same time, same place. I mean, he was a doctor, he could have...
I'm almost wondering if it's Wonder that we should be looking at her connection to people's...
That's one of my cross-references I've been trying. I haven't found anything yet.
You are looking, as you have been researching, yeah, as a matter of fact, it turns out Minnie had worked at the Amberson's place.
Oh.
When she was 20, about, what, 13, it'd be 13 years ago at this point. She worked there for a good, what is that? And it looks like she worked there for 3.5 years.
So 13 years ago for 3.5 years, she's 20-something now, she was 10?
She would have been 19 or so when she started working there.
Almost like the daughter he never had?
Right.
Hmm.
And Amberson does not have any other children besides Fred.
Well, okay, she works there, they get an affinity, he sends his loser friends out to gack his ass.
Well, that's the thing, it still doesn't... How long have these two been married? I completely missed it.
2 years.
Why now, though?
1 month.
They were married about a month.
Oh, my bad.
And you recall, she was married to another guy who
mysteriously died.
I want to research, let's research the last husband. I'm curious on this.
Yeah, we need to see something about his death.
Well,
I think that was 2 years ago that was the last death to me. I think that's where you get confused.
Well, alright, I think I can do the research on this, just in case I miss it, I can succeed in it.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Here's my research. Oh, gee, I failed. Success. There, done.
Previous husband was their first marriage. Robert Carrolly was his name. Hold on, while I remember back.
Yeah, because of the cake.
There you go. That marriage was, let's see, about 8 years ago. She was 25, and probably is a little older. Worked at looks like he was a factory worker. They lived about a half hour south here, and ruled a suicide. Uh-huh. He was found in woods with a revolver, one gunshot in the wound in the head. They didn't find the body for a good 3 or 4 days. It took them a while to search. And, let me think here.
So, he went off in the woods.
Right.
By himself.
That's right.
To gag his own ass.
Right, he didn't left no note. His financials,
Was he reported as missing as well before his body turned up?
Yeah, it looks like he was reported missing.
He's still not reporting him either.
Yeah, it looks like the cops did their job. He was reported missing after about 24 hours. They drove around, looked through his normal haunts, talked to people, couldn't find him. Then they started the search. which finally did find the body.
Well, I know how to break the case.
Really?
Tell me, you've always wanted to get married again, haven't you?
Thank you for revealing my pain. Bad man.
You hook up with her, treat her badly, she'll call a hit on you, and they come to kill you when given.
Right, yeah. Hey, I go down for spousal abuse, too. That's awesome.
I don't think she's in on it.
Neither do I.
They do seem to be doing something, so, but it is, you know.
No, I think it's him killing off her husband's.
He marries her.
Well, but wait a minute. How long were they married for before her first husband died?
Each of her two husbands she was married to less than 2 months.
What the fuck? Okay, yeah. I thought they were married a little longer than that. My bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, okay, we haven't determined, like, solid motive. Like, even if he's like, oh, they're not good enough for my daughter. He must have had sexual congress with her, time for him to die. I mean, we need something on this guy. Oh, I like how
we could always interview Frank's wife. If she knows about it.
We could. It's going to be extremely hostile interview, though, because as soon as we take her in the interview, she's going to show up with the fucking high-powered lawyer again.
She might not. It all depends. I mean, if we can, I think.
You do have the crime scene photos from the first husband.
Is there stippling on the wound? Is there stippling? Ooh. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Just stippling. To stippling or not to stippling? That is the question.
There is.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. We have a look at the photo of Sid's in there, so just a kick to their eye.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a spot in.
I'll look out the window to see if I see the murderer, if it's that easy.
Yay, Chris, there we go.
It is that easy.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Yes, you do, but you don't know who the murderer is, so you're looking at them right now.
Yeah, these pictures are okay, but, I'm afraid they don't indicate anything other than, what's in the statements, walking out into woods, committed suicide.
Suicide is painless, brings on many changes. Sorry.
As I was trying to say before Timmy blurted out and rushed over to look at the photographs. What? If the wife is the pressure point, then we need to see if she loves her son or not. If she does, then we can say, look, your son's going down for it, tell us everything you know. She doesn't have to use the lawyer just because her husband's
We could. It's nearly 5 o'clock. He's been arraigned. We probably have the lawyer there, maybe the father, and if the wife is there or not there, we can...
Ah, that's clever. Catch her at the arraignment.
The wife a bit separate then. Talk to her separately then.
Oh, I like it. If she's not at the arraignment, we'll go pick her up for questioning while the lawyer's busy at the arraignment. He can only be in one place at one time. He may jump out of a tree, and she may demand legal counsel, but she may also speak easier when her husband's not around going, I like to kill everybody who betrays me.
Right, and it's about 10 minutes to the arraignment. You see a deputy taking out Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And they're headed outside.
We'll go check and see if the wife's with the Iranis or no.
No problem.
And as Hank with the Iranis is also another question.
Yeah, this is called Dirty Tricks of the Police.
Oh yeah, not a problem.
We play
you go ahead with the deputy, not deputy Lar, somebody else. He stays in the police department right now. There's a community center that doubles, as meeting hall, courtroom, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
The judge is there. So Fred is there, Frank is there, the lawyer's there, Mom not there.
Excellent. We hop in the fucking car and go, because I already know what the outcome of this fucking thing is.
Especially if we're not there to give testimony.
Well, actually, why don't I stay to give testimony and you guys go do it, because I'll just...
Oh, you motherfucker.
What?
Oh.
We just got a failure suite and we could have all popped it and used it for the...
Nice.
It's a gratification, but you drew a person to your left.
Nice.
Do you want to nope it?
I could if you want.
Well, then we can go and everybody... Well, that depends. Does everybody have a check stat? No.
Except Mark, because he hasn't tried lifting up anybody yet.
No, well... Quick, we'll engineer a check somehow.
Anybody have an extremely limited?
We need to sort the cards out first.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we've determined the cards execute very fast or instantly. So,
right.
Yeah,
well, the person to your left gets hit and the nope gets played.
Yeah, I think I'm going to full master plan the nope.
I wouldn't advise you because you may want to consider full master plan the failure sweep.
What I was going to say is that if we...
Good part.
We've got a failure suite, so everybody can benefit from it. We've got three master plans.
Ah!
So everybody can get a go in their highest stat if we can get Mark a check in.
That's a hell of a use of a master plan giving what a victory, but... Okay.
It's a good use, I have to say.
It's not bad. I can live with that.
Oz, we would have to blow in order to...
Yeah, I can live with that. True.
So you're probably dropping your C's, I'm guessing, Alex.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you got an extremely limited, and you don't need the failure sweep?
Well, the point or would that is, be if one we do this, then everybody gets a failure sweep. So if we could see what Alex would have, like, a check in something.
Well, see, well, what do you want to check in, Alex, is probably the first question.
Say strength, it's really easy to get a check in strength.
Oh, how easy to get strength in
strength. Okay.
Why don't you go pick up the car?
Well,
no, pick up one of us and it's strength size.
Timmy's fat, that'll make you work for it.
We want to pick up someone small like me.
Oh.
Okay.
If Abel's going to let us get away with this or not, too.
Yeah. Well, you could carry him on your shoulders out to the car. That'd be fun. I'll go to the courtroom.
Going over the edge of what I would think
totally
was acceptable behavior.
I agree with Richard.
There's not time to do something that would get you a check.
Yeah, antics. All right. Well, so we're going
to... Well, let's rush over there quickly.
All right, well...
Nobody say anything smart. Nobody take any car. Everybody be really stupid.
Okay, well, to the car. I'll drive.
All I was going to do is, while I'm at the courtroom, basically, it's possible to appear to be cooperating, but it just takes a while to give your testimony and things like that.
Okay.
I'm doing delaying tactics, basically.
Right, so
you don't have to be there for the arraignment. The arraignment is simply guilty, not guilty, set bail.
You think?
There is no testimony there.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, then I'll get in the fucking car.
We all
right.
Fuck off.
Yeah, good point.
We grab Timmy and drag him away from the stand.
Okay, good thought, though, Timmy. Good thought.
Just don't let Mark grab me and carry me to the car.
Would you like to do that, Mark? And Mark is dead.
Oh. No, it's... he's rolling.
Right, all right, then. You are making your way back to the Ambersons' place.
That
is what I understand. All right, you get there. So you go to the main house.
Yeah.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Badge is out.
Okay, yeah. You go there. Amberson's wife, Wanda, she answers the door, looks at you all.
Police. We were wondering if, federal agent and police and... Well, he's neither, but we were wondering if you'd come down to the station and answer a few questions for us, ma'am.
Questions about what? I mean, what are you going to ask me?
The relationship between your husband and Mrs. Nungesser.
All right.
We'll wait while you grab your coat.
Sure, she grabs you, takes a second and composes herself, and runs her fingers through her hair a bit, it puts on her coat and heads for her SUV.
Would you mind if one of us rode with you?
No, that's fine.
Thank you. I'd go ride with her. I'd be very polite. Actually, have also two of us ride with her. That way, witness.
Yeah, there's plenty of room. Great. You make your way back to the station.
Yep.
All together. Yeah, she's, She doesn't try to cold cock you on the way in.
No, it wasn't that. I didn't want her to say he was doing anything inappropriate. That's why I got the witness. I'll probably grab Alex and take him along. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, although I should probably bring this up, but I will point out it's an hour each way, and I don't know how long the arraignment takes, but we'll probably be passing someone on the way back.
Could happen. I'm actually thinking that if we can take an alternate route to the station, that would be lovely. If not, oh well. But we'll have at least an hour or two with her.
Right. Okay. That is true before they...
Yeah, we're getting cards.
So you go ahead and take an alternate route.
I play the favor.
Bing. Right. So you go ahead and take an alternate route. Good thinking. You get to the... you notice Fred is gone.
Where'd my wife go?
take a while to figure it out. I'm sure. You have some time. She's,
Didn't I have a wife a minute ago? I don't know.
You sit her down.
Oh, and, we see after her needs, like water, coffee, tea, whatever.
We're nice. Just seeing Timmy do stuff as the wife. And this is not my beautiful wife.
And the day is gone. But...
Sure. All right. So I understand. You're polite to her.
Yes.
You take a minute and let her get comfortable.
Oh, yes.
And, she said, well, I'm not sure what I can tell you.
It's just standard procedure, ma'am. Nothing at all to worry about.
Well, I mean, Minnie, worked for us, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
After her parents died. Then, you know how young girls get. She left. After she was there a few years, and then she decided to move on.
So she was. Her parents had died. How did they die? Do you know?
They died in a car crash.
I see that. And she was how old when that happened?
Oh, she had just turned 19.
That'd be very hard on a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
So you kind of took her in like a daughter to you type thing, or was it more of a working relationship? Or how would you describe it?
Well, it started as a working relationship, and then of course I found out about her family, and I never had a little girl. I helped her out, we would chat and, talk and...
Close.
Yes.
Good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Still a good friend?
Sorry?
Still a good friend? I'm doing empathy.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Why is that? What happened?
And she starts to break down.
Mm-hmm. I offer her a tissue.
Yeah, she takes the tissue. Yes, well, she doesn't know what to say exactly.
Your husband, how would you characterize his relationship with her? I peer at her.
Yeah, she starts talking to her. Well, I'm sorry. I never realized what he would do. I mean, I'd never fought with Frank before. I didn't understand what's going on. I knew, but. She starts to cry. She's saying that, yes, it was about a year after she'd gotten there, a little more. And, he had called her to his office, and, I heard some shouting, and they had, I know that they had gotten, you know, into some kind of, you know, argument, and I knocked on the door to his office was locked, and he cursed at me and told me to leave. And then, you know, for months and months after that, then there was, you know, turned cold toward me, and there was all this, you know, there's, you know, everything changed in the house. There's all these noises at night, and I knew she was sneaking around, or he was sneaking around.
Did you suspect your husband was having an affair?
I would like empathy while she's doing this as well.
Sure, Dick. You can all give me empathy rolls.
I want to make sure she's not playing us, and it's her.
Oh, yeah, I made it by tons.
Yeah, made it by a lot.
Utterly truthful.
Yeah.
Not a single attempt to...
What'd you say to the affair question?
Hmm?
What did she say to the affair question?
She said, I knew there must have been something going on between them. I mean, I saw the way he looked at her, and, you know, I mean, he had treated her pretty, you know, he had worked her pretty hard. He worked everybody pretty hard, you know, and I loved him for that. He was a competitive man, and he was so smart, and, you know, and then, you know, I knew he was paying her more, and I never caught them, but I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know what was going on.
But then when she broke it off and left the employee and got married...
Well, I was happy. I thought, you know, I never felt anything badly toward her. I mean, she was so lost after the accident, and I was happy that she... I thought, you know, she had grown up, that she had realized what Frank was doing, that he... Then she left, and I was happy that she was looking for another life.
And how did he react to this other life?
He had stopped talking to me. He never let me know what was on his mind anymore, but I knew he was angry.
How angry? You see, we have to get it all down. It's going to come out.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm sure that, I don't know. I don't know.
When did he have Robert killed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he did.
But you suspect?
I really didn't know. There was something there, and I thought it was suspicious, but, I mean...
What was it?
Who would be so controlling? And I...
A control freak?
She's taking a minute. She can't talk for a second.
You...
Who would your husband call on if he did want something like this?
I mean, I don't know. There's... You know, I'm sure there's always someone...
To make things back happen.
There's always someone around who needs money or needs help or needs a way out. I mean, you know, it's a small town and some people work hard and do well and some people just, you know, just seem to get trapped.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel trapped?
Yes, I do.
I nod.
If you help us, we can free you. Your husband will be going away and you will be given more control.
Mm-hmm.
More freedom. Freedom to live your life the way you want to live your life, not the way that he says.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about Minnie. I just, you know, I know that he must have had something to do with John's death. I just, you know, I...
Does your husband have any weapons?
No, he does. I mean, I've never seen any.
Do you know?
We never bought any.
Do any of the men working for your husband have any weapons?
I don't know. I never asked. I figured some of them would had a rifle, maybe go hunting sometime, but I didn't know. I didn't pry into the private lives, you know.
Understandable.
I see. Could we have your permission to search your house, your grounds, your servants' quarters, and everything? To look for weapons?
She takes a second and she sticks her chin out and says, yes.
Thank you. Now, what we're going to be doing, Abel, is when we estimate they're coming back, we're wanting to arrive at the farm with a, we're going to get a search warrant also based on the strength of her giving us permission, but we also want a search warrant because we know they got a highfalutin lawyer and we don't want the evidence to be inadmissible.
Okay.
And basically we're going to do the same trick to them again when they're coming here to get the wife.
Right.
How's that, huh? You like that?
Alright.
It's gonna be quite dark by the time we get out there.
That's fine. In fact, I've got an idea also on the searching thing. Because I suspect that, you know, the deputies may, you know, not be really up for finding a lot of stuff, but they would be useful in corralling the people. And if we have a search warrant, then they can corral the people. Because if any of them pulls out a gun, I'm pretty sure that the deputies will.
I'm afraid that doesn't quite work. We need a deputy with each of us while we search, seeing as we are not registered police officers in the state of New York.
Sir, I am a federal agent.
Yes, I know. That means you can search.
Ah, I see what you mean. Yes, well, we can do that. That's a good way to find out if the sheriff's office is compromised or honest.
I'm reasonably certain that.
Also, not done yet.
Yeah.
The missus that has been very kind to us, we want her taken into protective custody because people who cross this guy end up dead. And I think that's more than, in fact, if with my law, I think it'd be appropriate to get her federal protective custody because.
I think there's someone else we should get at least a, I don't know if we have enough people, but if we have at least a patrol car or something, Minnie's place watched as well. Because if this car goes ballistic, you could go after her quite easily.
Good call. Good call.
All right.
You're getting ready for I'll take that reroll. Here you go.
You're getting ready for a reroll, pretty?
So, is there anything, I get the plan you're trying to execute here. Is there anything else you want to
It'd be so incredibly frustrating for the husbands, like, where'd my wife go? I saw them come and get her and took her to the sheriff's office, I guess. God damn it. And then he gets his high-priced lawyer, shows up here, and she's in protective custody, and we've got a search warrant. Fuck you!
Okay. There's only... Okay. The only one thing happens here. Deputy Lawyer, when you lay this whole thing out, why are you searching their place?
We were given permission. And we believe that we will find weapons. We are limiting the scope of the warrant to weapons.
That's fine. Why this protective custody?
Because we believe that she may be in danger.
Danger from who?
Her husband.
Why would she be in danger from her husband?
Because he has a habit of killing people that piss him off? What? Or ordering their deaths, maybe, is our suspicion. We have grounds for suspicion. I believe that should be sufficient.
You know, there's a moment here where Deputy Lord stops for a second.
I watch him closely. I think he may be on the take.
He puts 2 and 2 together, and he says, fuck yes. And he's on the phone to state police to get some stadies over. To watch Minnie's place.
Okay.
And he's calling the judge. What? You have your warrant.
I would definitely like the deputy in on the bust. And now you've got two choices, deputy. Do you think we've got enough to detain the husband and possibly any people with him? If you think we do, just to detain him for questioning, we'd hold him for up to 48 hours. I'd recommend having a lot of deputies here. I suspect his buddies that come with him may be armed. And he'll have a lawyer, but you can still hold him for up to 48 hours. So if you'd like to stay here for the third part of the trap, then that's fine. Otherwise, you know, if you want to come out.
No, I'm coming with you to the house. Okay. It'll take about 45 minutes or so for the stages to get here. Okay. And somebody needs to be here to tell them where we are and how to get to Minnie's place.
Good.
Yeah, he calls up another one of the deputies there, gets him out of, you know, gets him from the house.
We mobilize the cops and go.
Yeah, he kicks up. We're going.
Yeah, we go. We bring some of his deputies, have other ones here. It'd be kind of nice if his deputies were able to detain the guy. I'm not sure if they feel confident in doing that, but if they do, then let's get it done.
Well, if the state police get here in time, one of them could probably do it.
I like it.
Mm. Okay, the you are all headed to Amberson's place.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No rugby jammers?
Oh, correct the Simpsons.
Okay, let me look one thing up here.
Dramatic combat.
Oh, I want to get the fucking 1-2 punch played first, because I don't think Mark's going to ever make a stat roll.
Yeah, I know, but we just can't really, in story-wise,
enjoy stat. No,
but just...
I mean, all he has to do is, if we get into combat, first thing, maneuver. Done. You get a stat roll. Good for you.
Yes, but it requires... Mark to pull three different cards.
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering if it's up to him, but it might be worth doing now. I don't know, because we're going to lose the card soon. We got no hope.
Without me not getting one, if you want to do it now, it's fine with me.
I'm
kind of annoying that we can't get one.
Mm-hmm. So you get to the Amberson's place.
Well, hold on, we're still thinking about card play.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh. Can we arm wrestle?
Nah.
While you're driving.
Yeah, I really don't want you to arm wrestle.
Particular. I could try and get Mark to change places with someone in the back. Sounds like a dick stunt.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I
said that. I don't say that thing.
Neither do I. That's why I'm saying if we're going to play them, let's do it now while we've got them, because otherwise they're going away soon. We'll get yin yang or something fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
So are we doing it or what?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark. We'd love to. Can't quite do it.
I'll trade you the reverse dice and the haste for the instant crit, and the failure is sweet.
Okay.
Why have you decided your master plan?
I thought I was master planning the failure. And you can't get back plans out of the deck, so...
But we shouldn't need to do... we should still be left with a full master plan after this, though.
Oh, we could...
Can I just swap you the extremely lifted for one full master, and then you can have the full, and I'll have extremely. That way... There you go.
Here, Mark.
A full master plan.
Mark, take my thaumaturgy and give me your victory card, because that way, if an essence roll comes up, then you'll get checking it, because I got checking it. I'm good already.
All right. I play the instant gratification for the everybody's a winner. I then play the figure of sweet.
Which are master plan?
Being
limited.
Essence.
Ding, my appearance goes up to 19.
Ding, ding, ding.
To 19, you weren't prepared to spend shit tons of pos to get it to go from 18 to 19.
Hmm?
You had to try to roll over 90?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did it for my willpower last time.
Actually, I was thinking more maybe of playing my reverse dice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've traded that to Mark.
Good point.
It's alright.
Here, give me the thaumaturgy, I'll give you a reroll. That's more useful to you. I'm now giving Mark the best cards I can. Well, unless he really wants a thaumaturgy, but...
I don't see it coming up.
Neither do I.
No. If it does, we're in deep shit. Suddenly we're a special guy. The gray man's here! Run!
Kill, kill, kill! What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood.
Right. Alright, so as I understand, you are headed to the Amberson's place. You want to get there. As they're coming back to get the wife.
You know they're going to come back. He's a control freak. He's got to come for his wife.
Right. Good. Right? So you get to Amberson's place. The moment you get there, Deputy Laura gets a call from the police station saying that Amberson Sr. is there looking for his wife.
Yeah.
You go to the main house. Also, when you get there, state police have arrived at Minnie's place.
I just realized the state check we could have got from Mark. Mark, break down the door.
Damn!
Oh, but you haven't actually gotten in. Do you want to break down the door?
Well, why don't we see if it's open?
We
got a warrant.
So you knock on the door.
State check for Mark.
All right. There's lots of heavy stuff you can lift if you really want.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay.
It's too late now.
You open, Amberson Jr. is there, Fred. You guys make your way in. He's not happy. You have a warrant. Fuck him.
Uh-huh.
You get to looking.
We also got a warrant for all the property. Just looking for weapons. All those trailers where other people were living and shit.
Right. You're looking for weapons.
Any weapons. Anything. We've got Luminol with us, too, just in case they stab people. We don't know, but, it's a quick squirt.
With those bullets at long range, yes.
You can never tell.
Considering they didn't shoot the track, I'd be surprised if they knocked them a couple of times, too.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, as you all are searching, just give me spot hidden rolls.
Make it nothing exciting.
Nothing special.
Right, okay. And after half an hour, two state police troopers show up. A few minutes after them,
we get them to help.
Senior shows up.
We get them to detain him.
Yep, not a problem.
And it turns out we got the wrong guy. Damn it!
God damn it.
No,
we'd be going down.
They're just not on site.
So you were executing your warrant. You're looking through the whole property. The only thing that you pray that you don't turn up any weapons. You find in the basement of the house it's a fairly clean basement. The guy's keeps it pretty organized, apparently. Kind of suspicious. Find a small box. Inside the box are lots and lots of pictures of Minnie. Minnie's a fairly attractive woman, you're starting to notice. These are obviously sort of candid shots taken of her when she's not looking. There's no, smiling to the camera, we're at the beach shots. These are all, some of them are obviously, from fair distance.
Creepy stalker photos.
There's about 20 or so of those.
Creepy stalker photos, even though it doesn't fall under the warrants, it is, I'd call it reasonable grounds. Would you concur?
I think we would have to get a law. Yeah, I don't know.
I know we do have stalker laws here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Things like this.
Yeah.
Well, especially are there recent photos of Minnie, or was it just from her time when she was here?
It's hard to tell. You'd have to.
She was on a beach. I don't think they had that.
No, he said not like the beach.
Do we recognize, she's at her house where she's at now for the premiere?
No, there are no pictures of the house where she's at now. There are pictures of her at another house, however. Mm-hmm. And pictures of her, obviously, since you're going thoroughly through the grounds, this is obviously a younger Minnie walking around the grounds here at Amberson's place, doing various things, working.
Bending, lifting.
Right. That is what you turn up.
So, in all the evil Hicks trailers, we're not finding any fucking weapons?
No.
They don't live on site, Logan.
The trailers are lived in.
Oh, yeah. I figure they're living here.
I didn't think they...
Oh, hell yeah, they're gonna
I thought the whole point was these guys had somewhere in town.
And free rent.
There are not all the trailers are occupied. You're going thoroughly through it. Looks like Eldo and his buddy there, Duke, I guess if you're British, they share a trailer. Looks like the other ones, one has been lived in recently. The other two looks like they haven't been lived in a while. From what the deputy tells you about that, there are two guys who work here who live in town. Apparently they didn't want to stay in the trailers over the winter.
Yeah. I'm thinking though that if I'm an evil redneck, cause if I'm, or evil farmer or whatever, if there's one thing I know about these people, they like to keep their guns somewhere where they can play with them, clean them and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking searching the stables, haylofts, all that kind of shit, cause there's gonna be a hidey hole.
You do not find any weapons.
We are fucked. I announce.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We get the deep dick in time, cause we know he's the creepy stalker, but, you know, we just fucking put our dick out.
Well, we just searched the wrong place. We just need to talk to the other people and...
Yeah,
so
no,
we're going down for it.
We're fucking up this warrant, dude.
The gun was used in Chicago. Yeah?
That's right.
We know that.
Yeah. We're fucked. We're utterly, utterly fucked.
Well,
save us, Omen.
Well, what are you?
I don't know. I need saving.
What are we missing here? The gun.
We're missing something.
The guns themselves is what we're missing.
Yeah, we're missing the guns.
I realize we're missing the guns. The guns were used in Chicago. Yes.
Yes.
Has anybody that we know of been to Chicago?
Freaking lawyer.
The lawyer. Right. So obviously,
he wouldn't hold the guns.
He's the only person that we know of at the moment. Yes.
Yeah.
So either the lawyer hooked up the guy with the guns and the guys who did it.
Right. Right. But
the lawyer left the guns with the guy here in order that they wouldn't be in order to keep them out of the hands of his.
There is another alternative.
Thank God. Yes.
Yes, you know it's not.
God damn it. Well, see, okay.
We found the fingerprint, no, it's not. Otherwise, it's like, you just got some outside guys to come in.
Right. Well, no, here's what I'm thinking, though. For that kind of amazing shooting skill that is really, truly outstanding, you have to practice like a bitch all the time with guns. You got to be fucking working that shit. And then you can pick somebody off the tractor without even hanging the tractor from, you know, a goodly range with pistols. Maybe two of them even. But I'm thinking, okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's say the lawyer gets the guns from...
Where are we when we're doing this?
Still at the place, because we've got to rethink it, because they probably did... I'm guessing they probably did some sort of clever hidey thing. I make sure that none of the suspects are around when I'm discussing this. How can I...
I'm just wondering, is it one of these things where we've got to say some specific thing, or is it like...
That'd annoy the shit out of me.
There's no single magic key that unlocks this thing. There's, as you're obviously going to tell, there's a lot of emotional attachment, there's a lot of scheming, there's a lot of players here that have different stakes and done different things.
Well, here's my thought, guys. Okay, the controlling guy goes, go kill this bitch. Okay, say his evil hick minions, we will go kill her. They go kill her, and he goes, maybe you got the pistols from the lawyer guy, maybe it's uninvolved. Maybe they're just like, because a lot of times when you use a pistol in a felony, if you're a gun reseller, you resell it somewhere else, so it's not, like, immediately trackable because law enforcement doesn't like to share. So, either way, you've just killed somebody with pistols. What do? You get rid of the fucking weapons. Okay? So all we've got to do is figure out if you were an evil person, got done shooting somebody, where you want to drop off the weapons. Because somewhere between here and there, they've ditched them. And being that's winter, there's limited spaces for ditching. They're not going to dig. Digging's hard work. In the frozen ground, more so. So they probably put them under something. They probably put them in something. I mean, we've searched it pretty good, and we're all amazing at finding shit.
Mm-hmm.
Our bad rolls make other people just go, my God. So,
if these guns have been stashed at Minnie's place, I'm going to shoot something.
I don't think she's probably in on it, because
whether or not she's in it or not, and they may have been stashed at her place anyway. No one's going to look there.
Well, yeah, but okay.
It could be at the lawyer's place.
The lawyer's too slick to let him stash guns at his place. I mean, he's a high-powered lawyer. He knows the score. He knows if he goes down that every fucking cop and judge he's pissed off is going to be trying to get him taken down further and put him in federal pump you in the ass penitentiary. I don't think he'd be dumb enough to hide him there. If he is, God help him. Minnie, it's too hard to get a couple of evil, sneaky hicks, because you're the controlling guy. You're not going to say, hey, you evil, murderous hicks, go stash these at the girl I'm stalking's place, because they may decide to rape and kill her while they got the guns handy. I mean, they just got done with one murder. You're not going to open your mouth. You know, you might order them killed, but, you know, you still get a bit of raping and killing them before you get killed. So, plus her place is like, what, an hour away from these guys'? That's
everywhere is an hour away from these guys.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's on the grounds somewhere because you don't want to move that far when you're stashing guns. And I'm guessing we haven't looked at all the things like hay bales and shit like that. Pretty much, unless we want to get a metal detector out here, we're fucked.
Well, it could also have been stashed at any number of farms along the way from where he was shot to here, assuming that he did come directly here from here.
I would have. Get
somewhere else, some drops.
Well, why do we assume it's here, is the question.
Because people like to keep their guns. They love fucking guns in America.
Did we not just hear that they said that the two people weren't living out here because it was too cold during the winter? If they're going to have been keeping them, they're going to have been keeping them with them.
Just
to be clear, there are two employees who are not Eldo and Duke, who you know, work here. They're part-timers, they work here, they have a place, but this winter they're living in town.
Sure.
And they didn't notice the tractor on their way back yesterday, or the day before, whatever day it was, lying in the ditch.
Yeah, you've got to be pretty stupid to have killed somebody and to then report it in a day later.
Actually, they might be saying they won't suspect us if we're the ones who reported it. People do that kind of shit.
Yes, but not a day later.
No, they may have come up with that after a day. It may have been like they killed him, went and got drunk, slept it off, thought it over, came up with the story, reported it. That could happen.
Well, I think the nurse said, okay, we obviously went past this way today. We would have seen the tractor. If we don't report it, something would have happened in a minute. We saw these guys in town. They must have come this way and didn't see the tractor and report it.
I thought that it was Duke and Eldo that reported it.
They were the ones who called
in the tractor.
Wait a minute. We're not missing anything obvious, like they've got the guns on them, are we? That'd really irritate me if we missed that.
They got a rifle stashed down their trouser leg or something?
Might. I could break down a rifle in pretty small parts. I couldn't get it back together again, as I'm not very good at that sort of thing, but I could break it down.
Deputy Laura asked,
We eyeball them.
Do we want to pick up Eldo and Duke at this point?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind sweating them. Just sweat them. See what happens. Just pick them up.
He gets on the radio, he makes it happen.
Yeah, just sweat them. We'll let them sit around for an hour. We've got 24 to 48. Let them sit around for an hour, separate rooms, don't let them talk on the way.
Takes an hour to get back in, anyway, so.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, built-in hour. High five, Moa.
This is a pretty thorough search, so it's pretty dark now.
Yeah, I'm looking all irritated.
So, you're bringing Amberson Sr. back. What are you doing with the son?
No, actually, I want to keep the Amberson Sr., the son. He's probably, maybe he did, because he didn't like his old man hooking up. But I want all of them in fucking custody. They can bring their lawyer later. I don't give a shit.
Problem.
I want all of them in separate. I want the four people in separate rooms because we may play fun and games. Duke, Eldo, Senior, Junior. Unless anybody has any serious objections to it, let's just fucking all down to station because they piss me off now.
No worries. So,
do you want to bring the lawyer in a suite and two for hell of it?
Yes. Yes, I do. He will assist us with our inquiries. He can represent his own ass.
Okay.
He also can't represent them while he's in custody. Because,
yeah, if he's being investigated for the same crime, that would be a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, conflict of interest.
No worries.
We sweat his ass as well. All five of them. Fuck them.
Okay, so...
And that state cop over there, I don't like... No, wait.
Is there anyone else we can name if you want to stick in sweet while we're here?
Yep. There's one other person. I want the wife down there.
You mentioned Victor earlier.
No, I want the wife down there.
She's really down there in protective custody.
Not that wife, the other wife, the one whose husbands keep dying off. I want her ass in a different room.
Okay.
What? Yep. No, because she might know. Women know shit like, hey, your first and second husband got killed. I bet she suspects something, and I want to talk to her, too.
Well, in which case, we'll stick them in the same room and see what happens.
And just drop.